To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a roaring fire on what was a 16-degree night last weekend comes to us from a friend who did the uncommon thing of having a campfire meal of steak and local vegetables on a January night where few would follow his example. But the company of their significant other and the heat of the fire seemed to be enough to warm their bodies and hearts as they felt cozy with what they called low-key relaxation. I would have said that it was low-degree relaxation. But seriously, I have a lot of respect for people who do the uncommon thing and don't let their surrounding circumstances prevent them from enjoying their lives. Well, it's Friday, and we can thank the Lord for the day and the weekend ahead, and I invite you to consider doing something with your weekend that isn't common. Last night, I had the honor of leading a Zoom meeting with a group of men who have all decided to do what has become an uncommon thing. They have decided to follow the Lord's will for their lives by trusting Him to help them to overcome their personal and spiritual conflicts to experience their freedom in Christ. They've begun the Freedom in Christ Discipleship course from Freedom in Christ Ministries, and although we are only in our second week, one of the participants already has given a testimony of achieving a victory over a personal struggle because they put into practice what they learned from the course. Before ending the meeting last night, I encouraged all the men that they could experience their freedom and have similar victories if they would apply the teachings, which are based on the Word of God, to their lives. I also encourage them with the knowledge that when they came to faith in Christ, they received the Holy Spirit, and He communicates with us in three ways. Number one, communion. When we come to the Lord in prayer or worship or Bible study, and we feel the presence of the Lord or especially close to God, the Holy Spirit is manifesting His presence and moving us into a closer relationship with God by revealing things about God that we didn't fully grasp or understand. Two, conscience. After coming to Christ, sinning ain't like it used to be. Our consciences tell us that our sinful behaviors are in opposition to who we are in Christ. And if we commit ourselves to follow the Lord, we have a heightened sensitivity to sin and have a motivation to forsake it. The Holy Spirit is the one that is convicting our consciences to turn to God's ways. Three, intuition. Whoever said that our faith life, our faith walk was one-sided communication. If we are walking in the Spirit, we will receive intuitions that will lead us to do good works or do uncommon things like talk to someone about Jesus or to pray for someone. The leadings of the Holy Spirit never lead us into sin. They lead us to do good things or to impart knowledge to others. And when we follow the Spirit's lead, we never regret it because we have the assurance that regardless of the results, we were faithful to the Lord's call. I encourage the men that although the choice to follow the Lord may result in negative responses from the world and even from family and friends, their choice to agree with the Lord about how they should live and actually apply it to their lives may be uncommon, but it will be the choice that leads to the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit in their lives. To end the meeting, we read through the Who I Am in Christ resource from Freedom in Christ Ministries, and I'm sharing the link for that on the blog again today. That is a list of statements that proclaim the truth of God's Word about our condition of being accepted, secure, and significant when we are in Christ. I read the scripture references for each statement and discovered that for many of the verses, there was a condition to the promises that God would fulfill. The condition was to be faithful and to live according to the Lord's ways. The condition was to follow Him. Many times, Christians live mostly in the world and rest on God's forgiveness of their sins and remain unchanged and struggle with the same things they did before coming to Christ. Christian counselor J.E. Adams' note on Proverbs 28:9 provides some hard truth regarding seeking the Lord's favor in prayer when your heart is not His, or if you are not following Him. He writes, "It does no good to urge an unbeliever to pray about his problem, because biblical counselors seek change that pleases God. Nothing that an unbeliever does, short of repentance, will be accepted by him," meaning God. The prayer of rebellious believers is likewise ineffectual. I hate to be blasé about this, but to quote the New York State Lottery, you have to be in it to win it. So in order to experience the abundant life that Jesus wants to live, we have to do the uncommon thing and stop living for ourselves and start to live according to our new identity in Christ. So light the fires and kick the tires. Make a decision to follow the Lord every day. It doesn't have to be complicated. It starts with a decision to surrender some of our time to draw close to Him in prayer and Bible study, and to continually meditate on who we are in Christ to shape our thoughts and our behaviors to be conformed to the image of Christ. When we do that, we will experience the peace, love, joy, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, patience, and self-control that the Lord has already poured into us with the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. We just have to start living like we should as a child of God to see those fruit grow in our lives. So do the uncommon thing and keep walking and talking with God. People might think you have gone off the deep end, but brothers and sisters, can I tell you? That's where the living waters of the Holy Spirit really flow, and they will move you to the abundant life you always wanted but never thought you could have. Today's Bible verse comes to us from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Proverbs 28:13, and it says, "People who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy." Today's verse tells us of the mercy we receive that comes to us from God when we confess them to Him. Brothers and sisters, if you are new to the Bible and want to take a crack at the Old Testament, I would recommend reading the book of Proverbs. It is loaded with pithy spiritual nuggets of truth that are definitive about the way we should go if we want to live in harmony with God. No matter how rich and famous you may be, if you conceal your sins and do not confess them and bring them under the atoning work of the cross by making Jesus your Lord and Savior, you will not prosper. The verse for evangelism, John 3:16, is a beloved promise for the believer, but it is a harsh warning for those who don't. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That one word, perish, says it all. If you conceal your sins or don't believe in sin, it doesn't matter. You ultimately will not prosper. You will perish. But, as today's verse points out, God has made a way for us to receive mercy. By putting your faith in Christ as Lord and Savior, you are forgiven and are mercifully given a place in God's eternal kingdom as an adopted child of God. This verse also has real-life applications as well. Hey, we are not perfect, and we will make mistakes and do things we shouldn't. If we hide what we have done, we will be tormented by guilt, shame, and fear. But if we confess that what we have done, we may receive mercy here on earth. Confession, as we taught yesterday, means to agree with God. So in our daily lives, if we mess up or do something stupid, we need to throw ourselves under the bus, rat ourselves out, and tell the truth with the full knowledge that we may have to suffer some negative consequences. But if we do that, we will be honoring the Lord's will for our lives to repent, and we can have the conviction and motivation to forsake the ways that led us astray. But there is a way not to suffer. Don't do anything you'll need to conceal or confess. There is great freedom when you have nothing to hide and nothing to confess. So follow the Lord and know how good His mercy feels when you apply His wisdom to your life. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Restored, Experience Your Life with Jesus, continuing in Chapter 4. And today, Dr. Anderson addresses getting to the emotional core. This lesson's all about seeking forgiveness, and hey, confession's sort of part of that. Wow. And so they tell you basically how to get to the emotional core, and it's about preparing your hearts. They're the two sections from Chapter 4 that we're sharing today. I remind everyone again, if you want to get the full document for Restore, the entire book in PDF form, you can go to ficm.org under free downloads and find it and download it, and a whole bunch of other free resources that could help you in your walk and help you to experience or maintain your freedom in Christ. We also obviously encourage discipleship and following the Lord every day. What we do is, well, we provide the podcast for encouragement, and we've also recorded our classes from 2021 of Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ. So if you haven't signed up for my Zoom meeting, and there's only eight people there, you can participate in a study that could transform your life by listening to the podcast for those classes. And if you wanted to take a deeper step into the material, you can contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com to receive the printed materials for the class free of charge via email. This is all based on the Word of God. So guess what? We encourage the study of God's Word and reading the Bible and talking about the Bible. And so we share our weekly Bible study discussion with Arthur and Susanna Sincotti. It's called Bible Study with the Sincotti. So if you wanted to listen in to a Bible study, basically, you can tune into that, and you can find the outlines at mtforchrist.org. So you can read through the outlines, and there's a link in the outline for our podcast, and listen in and see what you think about what we have to say. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. It's great to get to the weekend, and we just have to get through the work day to get there. So let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. We thank you for all you've done for us. Lord, we pray for, we'd like to pray for the people listening today, Lord, that you would bless them and guide them today with your Holy Spirit to move them into the things that you would have them do and move them into the truth they need to know. Lord, we pray, we come alongside their prayer petitions, Lord, for healing as we have prayed this morning for some people. We're praying for the people that our listeners are praying for as well. Lord, we bring these to you, and we ask for your mercy and grace in granting our request. Lord, we also pray for their protection, their provision, and their prosperity as they seek to do your will and do your ways. Lord, we ask for you to go before us today to set things up according to your will, and so we can move into the good things you would have us do to be the people that you want us to be. We thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.